Dear Dad, I'm sure this letter will find you well. Moreover, I guess I'm just hoping it finds you. I don't know the zip code for heaven. It was a year ago today, Dad, that you left us, and oh, what a year it's been. We gave you a great send-off, Dad. The newspaper cleared down in Harrisburg, and of course, I know you wouldn't approve, but they turned your death into a headline. You were hailed as a hero, someone with the guts to make a difference in the world. People came from far and wide for your funeral, Dad. The Lutheran church was packed. Amish and Mennonites, Catholics, farmers, folks from the big city. And Dad, you're not going to believe it, but the darn Democrats even came. Yeah, in death just like in life, you were a bridge that joined people together. I'm doing pretty well, Dad. As a young man, Claire was being groomed for the ministry, and then something happened that changed everything. The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. As soon as young Claire Laver turned 18, he did what was unthinkable among the plain people. He became a soldier in the Second World War, willing to die for his country. After the war, he made his way back to the States, where he met a girl at a gas station, Thelma. She didn't want anything to do with Claire, his slick back hair, or his big shiny convertible. In no time, they were married. My sister Diane was the first, then my brother Craig, and finally me. Dad's little oil business turned into a great success, but what most folks fail to realize is that it was all just a front, a cover for who and what Claire Laver really was. The oil business gave him the money he needed to do it. He wanted to help people. People who were down and out, give them hope for a brighter tomorrow, shine a light so they could find their way through the darkness. He did it time and again, and most times anonymously. Do good and quietly walk away was his philosophy. When a little girl from a poor family needed to go to the dentist, Claire Laver made sure she got there, and he paid the bill. When the Little League team needed baseballs, they got a whole case, and bats and gloves too. When the old widow back of town couldn't pay her heating oil bill, Claire Laver tore it up and kept right on delivering. When on his way to work every morning, he saw a little boy sliding around on the frozen pond pretending he had skates. The little boy no longer had to pretend. My dad got him a pair of skates. At Christmas time, Dad enlisted the help of the preacher. "Take all the fixings for Christmas dinner and find families who need it. Don't tell me who they are and don't tell them who I am." On vacation, he met a little boy in Newfoundland that had a brain tumor. It was just the boy and his mother. "What do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas?" my dad asked the boy. That was easy. "I want a hockey stick and a goalie uniform and a hockey net. I want to play hockey." Santa got back to Juniata County, called the Sears Roebuck Company, and put it all on his American Express gold. They delivered to Newfoundland just in time for Christmas morning. The list goes on and on. For every one thing that we know that he did, there must be 100 more deeds that we will never know of. Claire Laver was what all men should be. Well, Dad, the grass has grown over your grave now, and it adds a sense of closure to losing you. Just like you wanted, it's just a simple little marker with only your name on it. There's one there for Mom, too, when she's ready. One of these days, I'll catch up with you, Dad, and we'll find a little cafe on top of a cloud somewhere. We'll get together and talk about those darn Democrats. Until then, Dad, I love you. Your son, Nelson.